The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The wildfires, Harley. No relief.
We've been talking about it more than a week.
Yeah.
Well over that. And they're still growing. I mean, we have a couple of big fires in Northern California that expanded by more than 25% overnight. They are two blazes called the Mendocino Complex because they're close to each other, about 90 miles north of San Francisco. The Cal Fire director, by the way, says fire season is really just beginning. There are 17 wildfires in California. There are 6 people dead in another fire, the one we've talked about in the past, the car fire. That was only 41% contained. It's destroyed 1,500 structures so far. There are 17 wildfires, as I say, in California. There are nearly 100 wildfires from Texas to Oregon.
Harley, we've got drought, you've got fire. It's called nature. Now, the Donald.
Well, you know, for a lot of people, stress relief is found in deliberate, expansive breathing, or reading, or sitting by the ocean, or even playing pool or taking a stroll for President Trump. I really think he relaxes by firing off tweets at anybody who annoys him. Gets it off his chest, doesn't much care about the fireworks to follow.
Go on.
Just the last number overnight, I mean, in the middle of the night, he was tweeting quotes about the New York Times' latest long-term anti-white member of its editorial board. He tweeted about a communist Chinese mole who reportedly worked for Democrat Dianne Feinstein for 20 years, said, there's your collusion. Called CNN's news anchor and commentator Don Lemon the dumbest man on television. He said Don Lemon made basketball star LeBron James look smart in an interview. He said that's not easy to do. And went on and on. I mean, he just gets warmed up some night, I think, and then he goes...
Wound up. Oh, dear. And what about the transatlantic rowing record?
Well, this is a guy, I mean, high school science teacher from Cincinnati, Ohio. He rowed solo across the Atlantic Ocean and set a record, west to east crossing. Bryce Carlson is his name, and did it in 38 days, 6 hours, 49 minutes. That's pretty good. I think he's one of the first ones from the United States. The first American to ever do it.
Not for me, Harley. That'd be lonely out in the pitch dark of the Atlantic Ocean. All right, I hope the fire's improved.